kedai to spend a few moments to discuss something that is really pertinent to the entire first part of Maseches Avodah Zarah, and that is the primary Ovdei Avodah Zarah whom we live amongst Bizman Hazeh. Are they, from a halachic perspective, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or are they not Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Specifically, the Noitzrim and the Yishmaelim, the Christians and the Muslims. So how does halacha view Natsrus? How does Avodah Zarah view what the how does halacha view what the Yishmaelim do? Is that considered Avodah Zarah, or is it not considered Avodah Zarah? Now, what my Nafkamina? Nafkamina is the entire Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Nafkamina is going to be all the different halachas that you're going to find in the Rambam Sechet Avodah Zarah, in the Shulchan Aruch Sechet Avodah Zarah. Do they apply to the Noitzrim Shebizmanenu, and do they apply to the Yishmaelim Shebizmanenu? So really, this discussion begins with the Ramah. In Eir Chaim, it's Simen Kuf Nun Vav. So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, it's at the very, very end of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. It's actually very interesting the way it's set up. Because really, how does Eir Chaim begin? It starts off, Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, and you have to watch Negel Vaser, and then you make Brechas HaShachar, right, and moves its way up to Hilchos Kriyishma, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. That's how Yid starts his day. In Simen Kuf Nun Vav, we're talking about where the Yid is already leaving the Beis HaKnesses, and what's he doing? Says the Mechaber. So after you finish doing, it's 155 simanim in, but it's been an exhausting morning. But after you did everything that you're supposed to do in the morning, now, take a coffee to go, and you go asakov. Says the Mechaber, the whole Torah she'eni ma'malacha seifa b'teil. Because if you're not going to go to malacha, then it's not going to be good. V'goyreres avoin, ki ha'oini yavirenu al das koinai. U'mikom makoim, says the Mechaber, lo yase malachtoi ikar elo aroi, v'toirasoi kva, v'zevezei yiskandiyali. That's the way a Yid is supposed to go about his malacha when he's going to malacha. Says the Mechaber, v'yise v'yitein be'amunah. A person, when he does business, he should be erlich. And he should be careful in the course of business not to mention the name of Hashem in vain. Because any time the name of Hashem is mentioned, misa mitzuya. And you should be careful when it comes to swearing, afilu be'emes, even if you're going to swear honestly, she'elef ayoreis hoyu liyanei ha-melech, because Yanei ha-melech had 1,000 cities, v'kulo nechrevu, and they were all destroyed, b'shvil shehoyu nishpoin shvuois, because they used to swear, af al pishoyim mekayim inoisim, even though they used to be mekayim it. V'yizor, says the Mechaber, mil hishtatev in ben noyach, uyved avidah salinim. You should be careful not to engage in a partnership with a ben noyach that's an uyved avidah zar. Shem yischayv l'shvua, because maybe you're going to owe him a shvua, v'oyver mishum lo yisham al picha. And if you're going to do that, it's going to come out that this person is going to be over the yid lo yisham al picha if you ever cause the ben noyach to go ahead and to swear. So at the very, very end of this long Mechaber, says the Mechaber, that you should be careful not to do shutfis with a ben noyach. The reason is shemi yischayv l'shvua, because maybe you are going to have to be in a situation where the ben noyach is going to owe you a shvua, and he's going to swear in the name of his avodah zarah, and it's going to come out that you, the yid, were over on the iser of lo yisham al picha. Says the Ramah. There are people that are makel when it comes to making partnerships with Ovdei Kechavim Bezman Hazeh. And the reason is Mivshum, She'ein HaGoyim Bezman Hazeh Nishpam Avodah Zarah. Because nowadays, even if a goy is going to swear, but he's not going to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. Va'af al gav, says the Ramah, the maskirim Avodah Zarah, even though it's not true, you're going to tell me. If you ever hear a goy swear, he is going to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. Mikomokim, when they mention Avodah Zarah, Kavanosam lo isei shemayim va'aretz. Really, what they have in mind is the creator of heaven and earth. Elo, Shemishatfin Shem Shemayim. v'davar racha. But they're going to mention not only avodah zarah, they're also going to mention a davar racha. V'loy matzino, and you don't find sheyesh bazem mishum v'lifnei iver lo yisnitei michshol. And you don't find that there should be an iser lifnei iver lo yisnitei michshol to cause a guy to swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a davar racha. Da're'ena goyim muzar na lashitov. Because goyim, although they're not allowed to be oved avodah zarah, but they're not muzar on shitov. And as it relates to doing business with them, without a shutvis, the kuli al mashari, everyone knows it's mutter as long as it's what below yom chageyim, as long as it's not on the yom eid. Fine, your day hilchas avodah zarah, simin kuf ben zayin. Those are all the sugyas we're learning here in the beginning of masechta avodah zarah. So the mechaber says, after your whole morning, achakach yelech la'asaka, be very careful that your Torah should be kva. And your malacha should be aroi, and if you do that, zevezeh yiskayim biyote. You should be erlich in your geshäft. Don't mention the shem Hashem. Don't swear, even if it's true. And by the way, yizar melishtatif imenoich oved avodah zarah. Be very careful not to engage in a partnership with the oved avodah zarah, because maybe the oved avodah zarah is going to owe you a shvuah, and if he's going to swear in the name of his getchka, you will be over v'shem elihim acherim lo yisaskiru lo yishama al picha. Says the Ramah, there are people that are makel when it comes to making a shutvis with a goy bezman hazeh, and the reason is because even if the guy swears, and he swears in the name of his avodah zarah, he's mentioning, and he's meaning the Oisei Shemayim Varetz, he's only being meshtate for davar achar, v'loi motzinu sheyesh pozeh mishum lifnei iver lo yisitei michshol, darei ein ha-goyim muzar na la-shitov, because goyim are not muzar on shitov. So the Ramah says that as much as this is halacha psuka, that you can't make a shutfas with a guy, but bezman hazeh, it's fine, based on one simple fact, and that is that b'nei noyach are not muzar on shitov. Now the makar to this Ramah is a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in two places in Shas. It's Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. It's also a Tosfos in Masechta Bechiris, Daf Beis Amud Beis. But I think before we see the Tosfos inside, it's just kedai to be makdim a few points. The first thing that I think we need to be makdim is that a yid is not allowed to be oved avodah zarah. This iser for a yid to be oved avodah zarah is true, even if he's going to be oved Hashem and be oved avodah zarah bevas achas. What's known as shitov. So he's going to make a shutfis, chalila v'chas, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and some davaracha, some other power. If a yid would do that, he'd be over the Israel Avodah Zarah, loy pachos v'loy yoser, where had he been over Avodah Zarah without the shitov. And the makar to this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is talking, any person that's meshatev shem shemayim v'davar achar, nekor min ha'olam, he's chayev miso. Shenemer, the pasuk says, zoyveyach lo Elohim yocharam, bilti l'Hashem levadai. And we learn from the words, bilti l'Hashem levadai, that not only can you be oved avodah zarah, you can't even be meshatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a davar achar. Bilti l'Hashem levadai means only the Eibishter. So if you're serving the Eibishter and something else, you would think maybe that's not avodah zarah. It is avodah zarah because you're being over bilti l'Hashem levadai. But the bottom line is, it's a mefurish gemara. It's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's memra. Kol ha-meshatev shem shemayim v'davar achar nekem en oil. Ostensibly, what the Ramah is saying is that a ben noyach is not muzar on shita. Another thing that the Ramah is clearly saying is that the bnei noyach of his times, and that's Poland, Krakow, circa 16th century, were oivdei avodah zarah b'shitov. And it's for that reason they fall into the category of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, of not being a traditional oivdei avodah zarah, but a meshatev shem shamayim v'davar achar. Now, why were they oivdei avodah zarah b'shitov? So this, of course, gets involved in things that ein lanu esek bahen. But the simple version of it is that the Noitzrim worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They believe in the first verse in Genesis, and that is, Bereshis Bara Lekim Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz. But they also believe in Yeshei HaNoitzri. In fact, they believe in what's called the Trinity, which the Svar Makdoshim referred to as this Shilush. That's a Lashon that the Achroinim use. And they have this Emunah in the Shilush, what we know as the Trinity, where they somehow put Yeshei HaNoitzri on some pedestal where he's parallel to the Oisei Shemayim Ve'Aretz. So as much as they worship Yeshei HaNoitzri, which is a very, very big problem, but at the same time, they're also worshipping the Oisei Shamayim V'aretz. It's what's known as Shituf, and Shituf is, again, this halacha right here in Sanhedrin, Samechimah. But the point is, the Noitzrim will, if they have a desire, Peshitov. Because as much as they're worshipping Yetzei and Noitzri, they're also worshipping the Osei Shemayim Vartz. Now enters the Chiddush of the Ramah, says the Ramah, that Heyois, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah of Zmanenu, are only Oivdei Avodah Zarah Peshitov. I'm telling you a Chiddush, that a Benoyach is not Muzer on Shitov. Meaning, Hagam, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amad Aleph, it's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Memra, that a Yid that's Oivdei Avodah Zarah Peshitov is Nechem in Oilem, because the Pasuk says, Bilti L'Hashem Levadi, that's only true for a Yisrael. That's not true for a Benoyach. A Benoyach is allowed to be Oivdei the Shitov, it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, and if that's the case, you have nothing to worry about. Because what would be the concern? You're going to do business together with an Oivdei Kechavim, he's going to be Chayiv Shvuah, he's going to swear in the name of his Gashko. Now, he's swearing in the name of Yeshaya Noitzri, but he's also having in mind Eisei Shmai Varas. So he's being Oivdei Avodah Zarah B'Shitov, so what? You're being over Lifnei Ivel Eisita Michshol, you're not being over Lifnei Ivel Eisita Michshol. Because Bnei Noyach Hanam Muzer on Shitov, and because Bnei Noyach Hanam Muzer on Shitov, so it's for that reason, this is not something you have to worry about. This is Be'erich, what the Ramah is coming to say. Now, we mentioned that the Ramah is rooted in the Shitas HaRishayim. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amid Beis, and Tosfos B'Chayrus Daf Beis Amid Beis. So just to mention the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara that Tosfos is referring to is Mamish this halach in Shulchan Aruch. Omar Avu Adishmul. Also, the Adam Sheyasu Shutfos in an Oivik Echavim. A Yid's not allowed to do a Shutfos with an Oivik Echavim. Shema Yischayev Loi Shvua. Because he may owe him a Shvua. The Nishba Ba'avoidus Kechavim Shaloi. And when he does, he's going to end up swearing in his Avoidus Zara. Va'atayra Omar, the Torah said, Lo Yisham Al Picha. So based on that, you're not allowed to do Shutfos with a guy. Says Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that nowadays this is not something that you have to worry about. Mikomokin bizman hazeh kulam nishbaim bekotchim shalohem. They swear in the name of their kotchim. They ain't toivsim b'shbahem elohos. Va'afal pishem mashem askirim imohem shem shemayim. V'kavanosam ledavar acher. Mikomokin ain't zeh shem avoidus kechave. Because Daitam is also the Oisei Shemayim Vartz. A little Megumgam, Taisus is Lashon, which is part of the problem of this whole Sukkah. Even though they mention Yeshe Anoitzri, you wonder if this was censored, by the way, and they also mention the Oisei Shemayim Vartz, but at the same time, we don't find any way that it's also for a year to be Goyrim someone, to be Meshatev Shem Shemayim V'Davaracher, V'lifnei Iver Leko. And there's no lifnei yiver because bnei neach are not muzer on this inyan. So again, Tosfos a little bit megumgam, but Tosfos for sure is saying what Rama saying, and that is in his times, right? In Tosfos' times, where again, the Bali Tosfos lived amongst the Noitzrim. The Noitzrim are not considered oivdei avodah zarah regarding this inyan, and as a result, this iser of asa la'adam she'asa shutfos on ma'ivik kechav and shemi yischayv lo'yishvua is not going to apply. And the reason is because as much as they're mentioning a davar achar, but it's really a shutfos. And if that's the case, if you don't find anywhere that a yid is not allowed to be goyrim, someone else to be meshatev shem shemayim v'davar achar, for lifnei iver leke, and there's no lifnei iver over here, the bnei noich lehuzer al kach, because bnei noich are not muzer on shitov. If that's the case, l'chayra, it's a mefurish, a toisus, what the Ramah is saying, and that's why the Ramah brings us la'alacha. But the bottom line is, the Ramah, l'chayra, was Megala, an incredible kula for people that live amongst the Noitzim. Not so prevalent as Manenu, but once upon a time, this was a very big inyan. I mean, you see the whole Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Masechta in Shas that deals with practical issues related to these halachas. And the Ramah came with an unbelievable kula based on Tosfos in Shas, and that is the Bnei Noach, Shebizmanenu, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah Shebizmanenu, the Noitzim are not considered Oivdei Avodah Zarah based on the fact that they're Oivdei B'Shituf and a Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shituf. Isn't there a Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amud Aleph that a Yid is not allowed to be Oivdei B'Shituf Bilti Al Shem Levada? Yeah, it's true for a Yid, but that's not going to be true for an Oivdei Kecham. Stating that, it's Yodua that in Shailos Shetuvas Noida B'Yehuda, and this is in Madura Tinyana Yeridei Simin Kuf Mem Ches. The Noida B'Yehuda said that the Oilam makes a terrible, terrible mistake. The way that they quote this Ramah. Now, it's just kedai to mention that this Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda was not written by the Noida B'Yehuda. Now, over the years, we've mentioned many times, there are 70 Tshuvas in Madur Tinyana of Shaul's Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda that were not written by Rabbi Cheskel Landau. They were written by his great son, the next Rav in Prague, Rabbi Shmuel Landau. And because those Tshuvas were incorporated in Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, so sometimes you're going to quote a Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, not realizing that you're not really quoting the Noida B'Yehuda. This is an example of that. And this is interesting, because this goes down as being in the conversation for the most famous Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, and it wasn't written by the Noida B'Yehuda. And I've seen in so many different places, especially now, going through this inyan again, where Kosav Noida B'Yehuda, Kosav Noida B'Yehuda. Now, if you write Kosav B'Shailos Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, yeah, it's written B'Shailos Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. That's emes, but Kosav Noida B'Yehuda is actually not true. This is not a Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. This was written by the Noida B'Yehuda's son. By the way, we ourselves are guilty as charged. And the last machzor, this was a Noida B'Yehuda. Okay? Achshadara, 7.5 years later. But this is not a Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. This was written by Rav Shmuel Landau. This is a Tshuva mi Ben HaMechaber. But either way, so the Ben HaMechaber writes, he says that, you know, I saw that people are saying that the Nochrim Bizmanenu are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. I mean, you can imagine if you've ever visited Prague. So what's going on over there with all the Nazris and all the everything that's going on? I mean, it's Lo Yo'umen. How much is there in terms of this Inyan? So to go ahead and to paskin that they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, this would be an incredible, incredible kula. Said Rav Shmuel Landau, it's a very big mistake. I'll just read a few excerpts. He said, V'zeh Gufeh. And based on that, the Noitzim or Oyved B'Shitov wouldn't be considered Oyved Avoy Dazar. He says, V'av Shadov is a Murgul B'fi Kamach Hachom. Shneina Nochrim Mitzuvin Ala Shitov. V'gam B'kam Svorim Medroshes V'agodes Hishtamshu B'hakdom Azois. He says, Oba Ani Yogati V'loi Matzasi Dover Zeh. V'loi B'shnei Tamudim Bavli V'Yerushalmi. V'loi Mishum Echom Migdoyle Yerushayim. By the way, you could see why people thought this was a Noida B'Yehuda. This very much sounds like a Noida B'Yehuda. The Ilu Hoye Zeh Emes said Rav Shmuel Landa that if this was truth, Havalei L'haramam Lehevi B'Hilchas Malachim L'Psak Halacha, Ram would have brought in his Hilchas Malachim. Shneina Nochrim Mitzuvin Ala Vaydazar B'Shitov. How did he forget to write this? V'gam, he says, he says, I'll prove to you that's the way it is. Because there's a mefurish b'raisim mesachta sanhedrin daf nun vav. The b'raisim says, v'atanyo b'avodazara, when it comes to Israel b'avodazara, kol she bezin shay yisrael mamisin aleihen. Anytime a bezin shay yisrael would give somebody misas bezin for being over this b'avodazara, ben noyach muzer aleihen. If a ben noyach would do it, he would be over an iser. But any type of Avodah Zarah, that if a Yid did it, he wouldn't be Chayav Misa. So then a Ben Noach, meaning there's a Braisa in Sanhedrin Nunvav Amidbeis that lays out the Shulchan Aruch of when something's considered Avodah Zarah for a Ben Noach, when it's not considered. It's a very simple rule of thumb. If a Yid would do it, he'd be Chayav Misa. Ben Noach's not allowed to do it. It's considered Avodah Zarah. If a Yid would do it, he wouldn't be Chayav Misa. Then it's not going to be a problem. V'chein Pasuk Aran, the Rambam brings this in Perek Tes Hilchos Malachim Halacha Beis. Harei the Klola Kail. That means the Rambam told you Mefurish. The Chol She Yisrael Nerag Olav Gamma Ben Noach Muzer Olav. Says the Rav Shmuel Landau. Is a Yisrael Nerag on Shituf? Yeah, Nekam in Oilam, which means he's Chayim Misa. That the Rambam does bring in Chasavay Dazara. So if that's the case, says then Shmuel Landau, what's going on over here? What in the world is going on over here? Who made up this story that a Benoyach is a Muzer on Shituf? The Rambam doesn't bring it. It's not a furish anywhere. In fact, there's a braisa that the Rambam does bring that says, Kol she ben she Yisrael ha-misan aleihem, ben noyach muzer aleihem. And a year is chayiv misa for being over b'shitov. So how could it be a ben noyach is going to be different? Says Rav Shmuel Landau. Venerally, I think, the mash and the spasha dover ze, loy mesh ein ben noyach muzer al shitov, hoya al pi tos. It was based on a mistake, shero ba toysvis, b'mesechtis, b'chayris, daf, beis on the beis. Which is also a Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. I'm not sure which is more Megumgim. I picked the Sanhedrin one because I thought it was less Megumgim. Then when we read it together in the Shir, I had my thoughts. Rav Shmuel Landau quotes the Tosfos in Bechayrus Daf Beis Amud Beis, which again is very Megumgim. But the bottom line is, it's the Tosfos that we spoke at earlier. Val Pizeh Pasek HaRamah Boi Rechaim Simen Kuf Nun Vav B'Ramah V'yesh Makilim B'Shut V'Sim Nachrim Mishum She'en HaNachrim Nishbam B'Avoy Dezara V'Chulu V'Chulu Darei Ena Muzar Na Lashitov. The Loshein Zeh said Rav Shmuel Landau, this line in the Ramah hit. It confuse many great minds. V'sovru, because they thought the kavana saramahu, that what Ramah meant to say was she'ein ben noyach mitzuva lavet avodazara b'shituf. That what Ramah saying is, don't worry about it. They're not mitzuva on shituf. Avu be'emes loykenu. V'kavonos ha'toisnes v'ramohu d'mashem m'shatev shem shamayim v'dabarachar. Here's the punchline. B'shvua. When you make a shvua and you invoke some avodah zarah and you also mention the name of Hashem, that's where it's going to be different. Ein zeh oivad avodah zarah mamish. Rak shem m'shatev shem shamayim v'dabarachar. And in a situation like that, it's going to be okay. And he says, that's what Ramah mean and that's what Toisnes meant. In other words, when Tosfos and the Ramah said, there's no lifnei iver over here because all it is shituf. Not because a guy's allowed to be oivid b'shituf. It can't be mishtacha v'teyesha anoitzri reboimed amakun lo b'shituf. Of course he's not allowed to do that. If a yid can't do it, a guy can't do it. But what then did Tosfos mean? What did the Ramah mean? What the Ramah meant to say was that there's an isser in the Torah of Hashem alihim achem lo yisaskir lo yisham al picha. It says in the Torah, u'bishmoisi shaveh. You're not allowed to swear in the name of a getchka. That you're not allowed to do. What if you mention the name of Hashem and you say yeshe anoitzri? Oh, he's swearing b'shituf. There, ben noyach is not muzer on shituf. That's already a whole different Indian. That's already a whole different shmuz. That's what Tosfos is referring to. That's what the Ramah is referring to. Again, this is so klar. There's a chiluk between being oyved avodah zarah b'shituf and being masker shem elihim acherim b'shituf. They're not the same thing. An oyved avodah zarah is literally worshipping avodah zarah. That's the real thing. That's the entree in the sugya. Shem elihim acherim loisaskiru is an isser. It's an isser in the sugya of avodah zarah. Good, you have to know, is it abazrayu avodah zarah? I don't know. But it's an isser in the sugya of avodah zarah. But it's not nearly on the level of being oyved. Right? Oyved avodah zarah is usher because it's the Ten Commandments. Lo yiyeh lecha elohim acherim aponai. This is like the worst of the worst, the lowest of the low. You can't do anything worse than that. Shem elohim acherim leisaskiru. You're giving some kovet, some honor to a getchka. Right? U'bishmoisi shaveya. You should give kovet to the Eibush, like the Rishonim say. Right? Remember the Lashon HaRambam we saw together in Hilchos Shavuos. Rambam was a mitzvah, b'shmoisi shaveya. It's midarki avodah the Rambam's Lashon is. So good, if you're going to do it in avodah zarah, it's mamish. It's like a very, very bad thing. Good. You're giving kovet to a getchka where you shouldn't give kovet. It's not the same thing. So it says from Rav Shmuel Landau that it's pasha to me that what the Ramah meant and really what Tosfos meant, because Ramah's coming from a Tosfos, is not that Ibn Noach is a ladder worship avodah zarah b'shituf chalila v'chas has mila hasker. What he means is that as it relates to the iser of v'shem elihim achem lo yisaskir lo yisham al picha, there it's going to be different. What's the Ramah talking about? What's he talking about? Making a shutfis with a guy. No one's being oyved avodah zarah. We're afraid that he's going to be chayav shmuel and he's going to swear in the name of a getchka. But he's not going to swear in the name of the getchka. He's going to also have in mind the shemayim vars. It's going to be shittuf. Oh, shem elim achem lo yisaskir lo yisham al picha. When it comes to ben noyach, that already is a whole different. Now, the Shmuel Landau says if a yid would do it, it would be a problem. But for a guy to do it, that's where he's not muzer on shittuf. And that's what's going on. Everybody says it's pasha to me. The Oilam misread this Tosfos, they misread this Ramah. The Loshon Zeh Hito L'Kamu Chachamim. But really, it's one big mistake, and he says, it's Pasha to me from the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring that Oivet Vayezor is allowed to be Oivet B'Shituf. In fact, the Rambam brings the Brais, Kol Shev Ezen Shei Yisrom Misen Alein, Ben Noyach Muzer Alein, Yisrael Schaim Misa, if he's Oivet B'Shituf, it has to be the same way over here. And then at the end of this paragraph, the Ben HaMechaber of the Noyde B'Yehuda, Rab Shmuel Landau, says, Ach Azman Ro'isi B'Seifim Me'il Tzedaka Simichav Beis. I found in the safe from Me'il Tzedaka in Simichav Beis, Shegamkin Kosav Kain, Ach Lehevi. He said he doesn't bring my pilpul, but he already said it. Now, who was the Baal Me'il Tzedakah? The Baal Me'il Tzedakah was a tremendous, tremendous Goyen whose name was Rabbi Yoina Landseifer. Rabbi Yoina Landseifer. He's more famous for a sefer that he wrote called Kanfei Yoina. He was a sefer, a Landseifer, but his name was Rabbi Yoina Landseifer. He was one of the Chachmei Prag. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Avram Beroida. In fact, he was nifter 1 year before the Noyde B'Yehuda was born. So just to give you an idea of where he and when he lived, he was nifter the Misparim in the year 1712. So he was nifter a year before the Noyde B'Yehuda was born. He was considered one of the great Chachmei Prag. I looked up his bio a little bit. This is amazing. He was 34 years old when he passed away. You see the covet that the Gedolei Yisrael gave him. It's amazing. 34 years old, what a person can accomplish. But the bottom line is, this is Rabbi Yoina Landseifer, and said, Rabbi Shmuel Landau, I found this in the Sefer Miltstock, again, he's the Rav in Prague. I found this in the Sefer of one of the Chachmei Prague from 100 years ago already said this Chiddush. So when I saw it, I was very, very besimcha. Lamaisa, I looked up the tshuva of the Miltstocker. He brings a raya neflah to this Yisrael. It's an unbelievable raya. It's almost checkmate this raya. Now, we can't go into the arichas of it, but Baruch Hashem, we've spoken about this so many times, I don't think we have to go into the arichas. And that is, everybody knows the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he talks about the history of Avodah Zarah, right? And the Rambam starts off, he says, "Bimei Enosh, in the times of Enosh, Tov Bnei Adam Tos Gedoylo. The Nivara Atzas Chachmi Oysa Ador, the Enosh Atzmei Minatoyim. What was their toes? They made a cheshbon. They said, being that the Eibishter created everything in the world, and these celestial beings, all meshamshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ru'uyim heim l'shabcham u'lefaram, v'lach loik lehem kavod, v'zehu rotzayin okel baruch hu l'gadel u'lechabin misha gidloy v'kibdoy, k'moy shamelech roitzel l'chabin avodah v'oimdom l'fanav, v'zehu kvoyde shamelech." And the Rambam says, that's what people started doing, and they started making hecholos, and then m'meshach hadoris, they forgot the ikar. All they had was the tavel till Avraham Avinu came around, and he reminded them of the first dar of Ovdei Avodah Zarah is the dar Enosh. Right? Afilu Ovdei Avodah Zarah kedar Enosh. The Gemara always says dar Enosh goes down as the epitome. It's Exhibit A, literally in chronological order of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. When the dar Enosh were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, said Rabbi Yoina Landsofer, how were they Ovdei Avodah Zarah? It was b'shituf. In fact, they weren't even being Ovid, the Kechavim and the Mazalis. They were doing it as a Chetimtze, to be Ovid Hashem. So when they're bowing down to the Kechavim and the Mazalis, they zicha heavens in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef and Yosef are what the Noitzim are doing today. They never put anything parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Afilu Hachi, you see, it was considered Shpitz Avodah Zarah. So it's a Meres, a Ben Noyach. This is Bnei Noyach. For sure, Muzer and Avodah Zarah. Afilu B'shitov. Chayrit a Raya Shein Olachu. But this, either way, this is the Raya that the Milstalker brings. If you look in the Haggoyis on the side of the Noid of Yehuda, so after Reb Shmuel Landau wrote this tshuva, so he says, Achar Atfus, he was magi on the side of his own Noid of Yehuda, which are incorporated in the new Noid of Yehudas, Matzalsi B'Sefer Shara Ephraim Tshuva Chavdalik Devriyanal. He said, I found this already in the Sefer Shara Ephraim, who also said this. So said Reb Shmuel Landau, my grace of Chiddush that the whole world is making a mistake, I found in the Mil Tzedakah, and then I even found the Shara Ephraim was the Chacham Tzvi's grandfather. So that's how far back we're going. We're already in the 1600s. We just jump back 100 years. But the bottom line is, it's Reb Shmuel Landau in the 1800s, and it's the Milstalker in the 1700s, and it's the Shara Ephraim in the 1600s. Gedoyli, Gedoyli Yisrael all said the same thing. Avada ben Noach is Muzer on Shituf. There's no question at all. What did Tosfos mean? What did Rama mean? They all meant in this situation. But I just want to spend 1 minute on one Nakuda. And that is, the emes is, if you think about this shmuz that we're talking about right now, in light of the fact that we're 15 blad or so into Maseches Avodah Zarah, I think there's a little bit of a chiddush over here. And because we're learning Avodah Zarah right now, I think we owe it to ourselves to just indulge for a second. And that is, we have a Tosfos that's commenting on a Gemara, two places in Shas, Pcheres Daf Beis and Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. And that is, he is not allowed to make a Shutfos with a Novi Kecham. Shem Yischai Vlo Yishvua, and he's going to swear in the name of his Gatchka, it's going to come out, you are over on Lo Yisham Alpich. Says Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, today is Rabbeinu Tam's yard site. Today, the Boi Bayoim of the recording of the show. But today is Rabbeinu Tam's yard site. And Rabbeinu Tam comes in, and Rabbeinu Tam says that, interesting, because this is from the more famous Rabbeinu Tams. He says that the Akim Sheb is Manenu, the Noitz from now, you don't have to worry about it. He says this is not something that we need to be concerned with. Why? And he says some sort of lashon that seems to suggest that there's no lifnei ivel loisita michshol because the Ben Noach is not muzer on shittiv. And the question is, how are you supposed to understand this? Does it mean Ben Noach had never muzer on shittiv even to be oivin avay desar b'shittiv? Or does it mean as it relates to v'shem elim achem loisasku lo yisham ma'alpicha? But for sure, Rabbeinu Tam is talking about a lifnei ivel loisita michshol over here. And the question is there a lifnei ivel or not, based on the fact that he's doing it b'shittiv? The first halachim mesach savay desar. What's the yisoid of the yisr? Why is it awesome? So the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph said, "Iboyluhu mishum harvacha or mishum v'lifnei ivel loisitem michshol." Mishum harvacha means that you're going to do business with him. He's going to be azul lamaida. He's going to be very happy on his chaga, and when he's going to be azul lamaida, you the yid are going to be over v'shneim elihim achem loisaskiru lo yishama alpicha. Inami, it's based on belief nei ivelay sita michshol. You're going to sell him something that he can use as a tekrevis l'avodah zarah, and he's going to be over the iser avodah zarah. I don't know about you, but I thought up until this point that on the tzad of the Gemara of azul umayda, which is the ikur tzad, Rashi brings us the first Rashi mesechta avodah zarah, right? Based on the Gemara and avodah zarah, davavam and beis, avayev rava, sloshin rava. But the bottom line is Rashi brought right in the beginning of the mesechta that the side of la yisham al picha is not that the yid is causing the goy to do something that the goy is not allowed to do.
It's that the Yid is doing something he's not allowed to do. It says in the Torah, thou shalt not mention the name of some pagan whatever, and don't even cause someone else to say it. It's the Yid's Isser. Let's say Sazai. Lifnei Iver Leisinte Michshol is a Yid's Isser, but the Isser is don't cause someone else to do the Isser. The reason there's an Isser Lifnei Iver is because when you cause someone else to do something that he's not allowed to do, Memela, it's your Isser. But the side of the Isser is that he's doing something that he's not allowed to do. Lo Yisham Al Picha, I think the Pashtus and the Sugis was that a Yid is not causing the guy to do something the guy is not allowed to do when he goes ahead and he is also lumayda. That's not the nekuda. It's the yid is not allowed to be also lumayda, and he can't cause someone else to be also lumayda either. It's the yid's isser, right? On the tzad harvacha, it's the isser of the yid. On the tzad lifnei iver, it's the isser of the guy, right? The whole pnei yeshua lifnei iver, the raisi drabana. That's all on the tzad lifnei iver. On the tzad lo yishom al picha, we didn't have this chakira because nobody is pasha. That's the yid's isser. That's a whole different inyan. So I think the pashtus was that lo yishom al picha, for sure, the way we learned in unzer chabura, lo yishom al picha is the yid's isser. Lifnei iver lo yisita michshol is the guy's isser. Now because it's the guy's isser, mimeila the yid has an isser. That's what lifnei iver by definition is, right? You can't take a kois yai and give it to another. Even though I'm allowed to drink wine. Yeah, but the nose is not allowed to drink wine. Memela becomes my yeser. But the point is kipshuta the way we understand. I think this is the Havana pshuta, and that is that lo yisham al picha is not because you're being over lifnei iver. That was the other tzad in the chakira how you do in the beginning of avodah zarah. It's because you yourself are not allowed to be mentioning the name of an avodah zarah, and you can't even cause someone. You can't even cause a guy to mention the name of avodah zarah. Truth is, it's not so partial what we're saying right now. It's not so pashut. The Ran, in the end of the first parak here in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, he clears this as a chakir. He's not sure. He says, Nistapakti. He says, I'm not sure. Does a guy have an isser v'shem elihim achem lo yisaskiru lo yisham al picha? Or does he not have an isser v'shem elihim achem lo yisaskiru lo yisham al picha? Does he have such an isser or does he not have such an isser? He says, from the Sugis Avodah Zarah, there's no hechrach, because every time we talk about Mishum Harvacha, it's the Yid's isser of lo yisham al picha. Lav Davka, it's the guy's isser. The other tzad, the Velifnei Iver tzad, was the guy's isser. But lo yisham al picha, maybe it's the Yid's isser. He said, maybe not. And the Ran's Mesopik, Ayin Sham, it's the Ran at the very end of the first part. He's Mesopik, I'm not sure. Does a guy have this isser, or does a guy not have this isser? Let's get this clear. Tosfos in Bechayrus, the way the Ramah understands it, the way all the Toyim in the Ramah understood the Ramah, in the mind of Rav Shmuel Landau, the way Rav Shmuel Landau would talk to Shaar Ephraim, understood the Ramah, they're all naming on the same Hanachah L'chayra. And that is that a guy has an Isser of Hashem Elihim Achim Lo Yisaskiru Lo Yisham Apich. Because if a guy doesn't have this Isser, if we name on what we named on, I think, as a Pashtus in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, and that is that a guy really doesn't have this Isser, well then there's no Lifnei Iver anyways. What's the Lifnei Iver? Why are we talking about Lifnei Iver? What's Lifnei Iver? The Yid is going to make a shutfus with a guy, and the guy is going to what? The guy is going to end up swearing in the name of his gachka. You're over lifnei iver leisita michshol. Where are you being over lifnei iver leisita michshol b'chlal? And why are we even discussing whether the guy is muzer on shittif? He's not muzer on shittif, so I was going on him to do isser. I wasn't going on him to do an isser. The guy doesn't have the isser of Hashem Elim Achem leisaskiru. What does the Gemara mean, l'chayru, then when it says, also lasa shutfus ima oivet kechav v'shem yischayv leishvuv v'nimtso oiv alo yisham apicha? It's the yid. It's not let it cause the name of an avodah zarah to be mentioned. And the yid is muzer on shittif. For sure. So right now, you just caused it to happen. It's a game over. I don't know what we're talking about over here. It's muchach that the Ramah understood, and it's coming from a Tosfos, and regardless of how you learn, that there's some issue that the Goy Be'etzim has as it relates to being masked as Shem Shemayim, and as a result, when you make a shutfus, you're being over lifnei iver. The teretz is, it's only shittav. And the question is, vas mein tosfos? Vas mein teramah? Does it mean the guy doesn't have any shittav? It doesn't mean, as it relates to shem elim echem leis askiru, there's no shittav. A bahamiya, it's all predicated on one side of the ran. That is, that a guy really has his isser. Because if a guy doesn't have this isser, then what shaykhis? Then for sure this should be a problem or not be a problem, but it has nothing to do with whether or not a benayich is muzer on shittif or a benayich is not muzer on shittif. Abul Khayra klar from the Ramah and from even the Chalkim and what the Ramah meant is that there is a lifnei iver leisita michshol over here, which means that a benayich is be'etzem muzer on this Indian of Hashem Elohim Achim leisaskir leisham al-picha. But the emes is like this. If you look in Tosfos, you go back to the source, it's not so muchach. And you know who makes this argument? Hagoyin Agadah, Reb Kiveger. Reb Kiveger wrote a tshuva on this whole shmuz. This whole shmooze, the Ramah, how are you supposed to understand this Ramah? Noitzrim, they are, they have this, now they have this. He wrote the tshuva to his son, Reb Shlomo Eger. It's printed in Chelik Dalet, Simen Mem Gimel. It's kedai to see the tshuva inside if you want to go through the sinyan. And he says over there, he says, to me, it's a plea. He said, I never in my life understood this Ramah. I never understood this whole shmooze. Because I looked at Toysmus, and he said, I had a whole different Toysmus. Let's read it's the Gimgum, but let's read the last three lines of Toysmus all over again. Toysmus brings Rabbeinu Tam. That nowadays, no worries, this is okay. Says Toysis, va'af alpi, shem mishatven shei shamayim v'davar acher. Even though if you're going to cause a goy bezman hazeh to swear, he's going to swear in the name of a nezar, albeit b'shitov, loy ashkechon da'asr ligroim la'acherim l'shatev. You don't find anywhere that it's asr to cause somebody to be maske the shem shamayim b'shitov. V'lifne iver leko, dibnei noyach loy huzaru al-kach. Says Reb Kiva Eger, I think the whole world made a mistake in this Tosfos. I don't even know where the Ramah came from. So what did Tosfos mean when he said Vilifne Iver Leko Dibnei Noach Lehuzer Al Kach? Not Lehuzer Al Shitov. He never said that. Where would he have gotten that from? Where did Rabbeinu Tam have the places to say that? He meant Lehuzer on the Isser Shem Elihim Achem Lo Yisaskir Lo Yisham Al Picho. For Haraya V'Yidazor Da Beis. He says the only Tzanat is one Tzan in the Chakir of the Ran. Why would Rabbeinu Tam be Meshuvah to that? The Pashtus we always learned was the other Tzan in the Chakir. Was lifnei evil loy snita mirshal. Says the whole world made such a big tois in this toisvus. It's mamish. It's a plea at suma to me. So vazak toisvus when he means shitov, he's saying two things. This toisvus. He says a yid has an issur lo yisham al picha. How do you know that we're learning about the Zohar? We better know this right now, right? So we know that a yid has an issur lo yisham al picha. And really, this gemara Sanhedrin samach gimel is the counterpart of avay the Zohar dapes. Also, adam shiasa shutvus and ma'ivik yechavim shem yischayv lo yisvua. The nishba b'avayis kacham shalev atayra amr lo yisham al picha. The yid's gonna be over lo yisham al picha. Just like lifnei dem shalev kacham shalev shayam asalasis filasis imam. So too asalasis shutzes. Because in both cases the yid's being over the same misser. He's being over lo yisham al picha. Here it's lo yisham al picha because he's asal lemoida. Here it's lo yisham al picha because he's swearing. It's a difference. It's not the shvua, the moida. It's not the nakut. The nakut is he's mentioning the name of a gashka, which is something that he's not allowed to do. So says Rabbeinu Tam. Nowadays, don't worry about it. You know why? Because there's no issa for a yid to be goyrim. Haskarashem Shemaim Bashitov. It's the yid. Lo Yisham Al Picha is the yid's iser. So out my iser, a yid doesn't have an iser. Lo Yisham Al Picha, which means gram haskarashem Elihim Acherim, is not also Bashitov. The Torah says, Zoyveach Elihim Yachram, Bilti Lashem Levade. Where does it say that? Lo Yisham Al Picha, this new fancy iser, is true even for Shitov. Zok Rabbeinu Tam, he has every right in the world to say that. Lo Yashkechon Dosu, Ligri Lachem, Lashatif, Mechateisi. The whole Mesach Tzavay Dezara, that's real Avay Dezara. So that's a cooler Rabbeinu Tam at every place to say. Ah, you'll tell me, maybe there's a Velifne Iver, there's a Nunukud over here. Every single time you learn Avay Dezara, that based on the Iboyalu and the Tzad Arvacha, Efshadaf Mendana Lifne Iver, it's not true, like the other tzad in the Ran's Chakira, like the Pashtus over here. Abba says, Reb Kiva Eger, I learned this Tosfos my whole life. It's Mamash's Lashon. He says, my whole life I learned this Tosfos. I never saw anywhere in this Tosfos a shmek. That Ibn Noach is not Muzar on Shitov. I never saw it in Tosfos. And that's Pashat, the whole Ramah is coming from a Tosfos. It's coming from a Tosfos. He says, I think the Tos starts so much earlier. I think the Tos is pushing the Ikar Avon of Tosfos. Tos is not saying there's no lift. Why are we talking about lifting Yiver? But Shem Elimachem Leis Haskiru. I don't know, we just learned the whole beginning of Avodah Zarah. No one said a word about lifting Yiver when it comes to Azul Lamaida. Azul Lamaida is giving the Yid Zisr. It was never the Goy Zisr. The other Tzad was the Goy Zisr. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't know, to me, Tos never even said these words out of his mouth. In other words, we have three ways to learn Tosfos. Fascinating. I mean, think about what's at stake over here, right? It's a bad pun. But think about what's at stake over here. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling what's at stake over here. Of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Noitzim are they, or the Noitzim, Ovdei Avodah Zarah or not. It's incredible. And it comes down to a Tosfos, a Dikto Kaloshin in a Tosfos that's so megungim. And really, there's three ways you can learn the Tosfos. Tosfos says, don't worry about Lifnei Iver Bizmanenu. Why? Because lifnei iver leka dibnei noyach loyhuzur al kach. Kveiga says, I think it means that loyhuzur al kach on shemalim achem loysaskiru. The Ramah for sure learned, and the way a lot of people understood the Ramah, that avada them muzur and shemalim achem loysaskiru, but they're not muzur on shituf bichlal. So it's not, this is not shemalim achem loysaskiru because it is shituf. And then there's Reb Shmuel Landau, which he found in the Miltstoker, and he found in the Shara Frayim, and they all said what? They all said that what? Toisvis means is avada the muzer in shem elihim achirim lois askiru. They're even muzer in avada zara b'shituf, but shem elihim achirim lois askiru b'shituf. That's what they're not muzer. The Emma says, you look at Toisvis again, the Pasha sounds like Reb Kiveger. Oh, but either way, three mahalchim over here, how you can understand. Maestro Reb Kiveger ends up going through this tshuva, and in the tshuva, Reb Kiveger says that he found different Gedolei Yisrael that also said what he said. It's interesting. He writes, "Utehilo lokel ata motzasi eish she'ahava nafshi shekivanti ladas hagadol tshuvas v'shov hakoyim." The kach kosov lefarish divrei Tosfos. He said he found in the shalos tshuvas who's the tshov hakoyim. That's Rabbi Fall Hamburger. And Rabbi Kveger says, "Utehilo lokel." I found it by Rabbi Fall Hamburger. We have no asoga how big these Gedolim are. I mean, we know from learning yeshiva Rabbi Kveger was. I mean, we don't really know who he was, but we know that we have the erich. We know we have no asoga, but. I mean, the way he says, Tilo Lekel, I was so excited I found in the Veshav HaKoyim. But either way, Kvega goes through a list of different Gedolei Yisrael that he found that hold, I'll call upon him this Nakuda. Forget about the way Kvega learns Tosfos, but the Iker Psak, and that is, of course, a Ben Noach is Muzer on Shituf. And if you look at Reb Kvega's list, it's Reb Kvega, right? He doesn't count himself, but obviously, Kvega is going to be on top of the list. He brings the Milt Tzedakah. He says the Tosfos Yontif in his Pilpul Charifta on the Rosh in that Sugya. He says the same thing. He brings the Shara Ephraim. He brings the Veshav HaKoyim. What's a pella to me is he doesn't bring the Neid Behuda. It's mamish a pella to me. And I think, if I'm reading this right, right, it's always hard to read the headings of tshuvas. Bez Hashem Yisparach, Dalet B'Shabbos, right? You have to count the days. Chof Gimel Tammuz, close. Tzadik Zayin. I think it's the year Tofresh Sadik Zion, which is the end of Reb Kivega's life, which is 20 plus years after Madur Tinyan of Noida Behuda was already printed. Why did he bring the truth of Noida Behuda? I don't know. For sure, Reb Kivega knew it wasn't the truth of Noida Behuda, because if it was the truth of Noida Behuda, there's no way in the world he went abroad. It's not even possible. But Befart, it's a plea. I mean, Reb Kivega with his incredible. Reb Kivega knew Shadows of Truvus Noida Behuda Madur Tinyan. By the way, if you. Speak to the Yodei Dov, Reb Kiveger probably had a photographic memory. Everyone knows Reb Kiveger is his oimik, but the Mar Mekoymes Reb Kiveger quotes, either he had the greatest, either he had Oitzah Chochma or he had photographic memory, right? It's one of the two. He probably didn't have Oitzah Chochma. But either way, how he doesn't bring Madur Tion and Yodei Behuda is a very, very big Kiddush. Lamaisa, another Mar Mekoymes Reb Kiveger doesn't bring because he didn't know, and that is the Hilgich Sam Sofer and his Agoyus on Shulchan Aruch, right here in Eirech Chaim and Simon Kuf Nun Vav. He brings this Inyan, and he says, Ule Inyan Oivdei Hashilosh. He says, Ayin Shara Frayim, Umil Stoka, the Ayin Prima Godim, he brings it from the Prima Godim, Veho Iker, the Ben Noach Neregal Avodas Hashitov. There's no question of Ben Noach Neregal Hashitov. So it's also the Prima Godim, and it's also the Heligach Sam Sofer. But I'll just tell you one thing, this is what we're going to end with, and that is, so again, you walk away from the Sugi, it sounds like all the Gedolei Yisrael, I mean, this list that we just went through, right? So it's an incredible list. Lemaisa, there's one problem. It's a very, very big problem. It's a very, very big kasha. And that is, in Yerideya, in Simen, Kuf Nun Aleph. So it's mamish the sugyas we're learning now. The Mechaber over there talks about, Dvorim hamutzrochem la'avodah salilim, osu li'yisrael l'moichem. A yid's not allowed to sell a guy something that he needs for his avodah zara. That's the halacha over there. Says the Ramah. The Ramah talks about, says the Shach. The Shach is in Sivkot and Zion. He says, Loshin Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe says, Miu bizman hazeh yesh lahakel. Nowadays, he could be mekel. Again, talking about selling things like accessories for Avodah Zarah to an Oved Avodah Zarah. Bizman hazeh yesh lahakel. Mitam de makilim lishtatef imam. For the same reason that we're mekel to be mishtat. Ad kan l'shoinai. This is the Darkei Moshe that the Shach quotes. It says, the Shach rotzel loimah. What did the Darkei Moshe mean? K'moshe kasab ayurchaim soif simen kuf nun vav. De bisman hazeh mutal ishtatef imohem. Shikav onosam lo isay shemayim v'oretz. Elo shem ishtatef shein shemayim v'davar achar. V'lo imotzinu sheyech b'zem yishom lifnei yiver sheim bnei noich muzon al hashitov. If that's the case, hu adin hacha. This is a Shach who's quoting the Darkei Moshe. Now, first things first, who is the Darkei Moshe? Darkei Moshe is the Ramah. The Darkei Moshe on the Torah is the Ramah. And the Darkei Moshe wrote in Hilchas Avodah Salilim, where he's not talking about the Isser of Hashem Elihim Achayim Lo Yisaskir, Lo Yisham Alpicha. He's talking about real Fleishig Avodah Zarah. And the Ramah says this Isser, to sell things that are going to be used, are not Noigeya Bizman Hazeh. For the same reason he can do business. Says the Shach, what did he mean? Of course, this is what he meant. He meant what the Rambam self wrote in Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Nun Vav. So the Rambam himself in Kuf Nun Hey in Darkei Moshe was megala what he meant in Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Nun Vav. And it is almost beyond a reasonable doubt that the Rambam's telling you right here that he meant that Bnei Noach and Amuzar Hashitim. Now you have kashas, you have kashas. Abel Amaisa does zok the Rambam l'chayre. It's a plea at Suma Mamish. It's a plea of Kivagan. This whole tshuva doesn't bring the Shach. It's a plea of Neid B'Yehuda. In Yena tshuva, Mi Ben HaMechaber, doesn't bring the Shach. It's a plea that Chassam Sofer Nezag Oiz Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the Shach. It's enough in the Shach, which is really a Darkei Moshe. It's a very, very good kash. It's not such an easy kash to answer. But the bottom line is at the end of the day, Ein Lanu Ella, G'dayle Rabbi Seinu, who all came out that we treat Neitzim B'Zman Hazeh as being Ovdei Avodah Zarah, despite the Ramah, despite the Tosfos, at the end of the day, this is the way it is. And the truth is, if you fast forward and you take a look at the tshuvas from the contemporary Gedolim, let's go to the Friya de Gadar, Rabbi Vadi Yosef, and Shailas Tshuvas Yabiya Omer, this is in the Chelik Beis, in Yoredeya, Simen Yud Aleph, and it's also in Yechavet Das, in Chelik Dalid, it's Simen Mem He, and Ramosha in Yoredeya, Chelik Gimel, this is Simen Kuf. They all came out that it's also today, for example, to walk into a church or to get involved in any halachas where it's negeya noitzrim being ovdei avodah zarah, right? That's the big one. That's what those tshuvas were written about. That it's also to go in, and the reason it's also to go in is because we paskin based on what the achrenim of the last few hundred years came out. Once it's Reb Kiva Eger and it's Chassam Sofer and it's in tshuvas noida b'Yehuda, and you're ready basing it on Kadmoinim, and at that point it's almost game over. And at the end of the day, even though it's shver, it's takish shver, because the chayr, this dark emotion that the Shach brings, it's very hard to budge. At the end of the day, the Neutrim are not going to be considered, are going to very much be considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What about the Yishma'elim? Right, we said in the beginning of the raid bite, we're going to talk about the Yishma'elim as well. What about as it relates to the Yishma'elim? So the truth is like this, as it relates to the Yishma'elim, it's a Mefurish Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Yed Aleph Hilchas Macholis Asurois, where the Rambam is talking about, he's talking about Stam Yenam and that sugya. He says, quote, V'chein kol goy she'enoy oivet avodah zarah kigoyin elu ha-yishma'elim, like the Yishma'elim that are not oivet avodah zarah. The Yishma'elim are not oivet avodah zarah. That's what the Rambam says. The truth is, the Rambam in a tshuva said it even starker. The Rambam says, quote, this is a Loshen HaRambam, elu ha-yishma'elim enam oivet avodah zarah klal. They're not ovdei avodah zarah. Fikfar nichrasa mipiem umilibam. The whole union of avodah zarah was completely wiped out from them. Vehim miyachadim lokel yisawa yichud koroi. Yichud she'im boi doifi. Ve'im lohem ta'us klal b'yichud Hashem. Can you imagine the Rambam said that? This is what the Rambam says. The Rambam said this about the Yishma'elim, that as it relates to their understanding, their yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no doifi b'chlal, they're not ovdei avodah zarah. This is really what goes down as the pashtus, and that's where Avad Yosef and his tshuvas, there's a big nafkamina if somebody wants to walk into a base natsuras, first if somebody wants to walk into a mosque. One of the tshuvas Rabbi Avad wrote about this was Ma'aris HaMachpelah, which is attached to a mosque. And there's a tumult, you're allowed to daven there, you're not allowed to daven there. Rabbi says, Poshet, the Rambam held, they were not ovdei avodah zarah. The Neitzrim are ovdei avodah zarah, that's the pashtus, the Yishma'elim not. It's a fascinating topic. Again, it's negated so many different halachas. We're going to stop here.